Chapter 4 Don't Leave Me. A week later, the beast returned to the dining room. He looked embarrassed and sad. "Beauty," he said, "I know that I am a beast, and I know that a beauty could never marry a beast. Please, I'll just ask one thing of you. I want you to stay with me here forever. Let's be friends. If you leave me, I'll be so lonely. I think I would die of sadness." Beauty looked at the ground and blushed. "I'm sorry, Beast," she said. "I must go back to my father. I saw him in the magical mirror yesterday. He is living alone. My sisters finally got married and left him. He needs someone to take care of him."
"I understand you, Beauty. You are so kind," said the Beast. "I know that you have to be with your father, but I can't stay alone anymore. Go home for a week. I'll send lots of money to your house. Get a good servant for your father. The servant could take care of him. Then come back to me. If you don't come back, I will die of heartbreak," he said.
"All right, Beast," said Beauty. "My father will be happy just to see me again."
"Take this ring," the Beast said. "Wear it. When you want to come back to me, take the ring off before going to bed. In the morning, you'll wake up here in my castle."
Beauty put the ring on and went to bed. In the morning, she woke up in her father's house. She saw a box in the corner of the room. It was full of gold and beautiful dresses. The dresses were made of jewels and silver. Beauty knew that these were presents from the Beast. "Thank you, Beast," she said to herself. When the lonely old merchant saw Beauty, he began to cry. His tears were tears of joy. "You are a gift from heaven," he said. "I thought the Beast ate you." The merchant hugged his daughter for a long time. They were so happy. A few days later, her sisters came with their husbands. They were married to rich and handsome men, but they didn't look happy. This was because of their husbands. When Beauty saw these men, she began to think a lot about the Beast. They were handsome, and he was ugly. They were boring, and the Beast was interesting. They were mean, and the Beast was kind. They were stingy, and the Beast was generous. They made their wives feel sad, but the Beast made Beauty feel happy. As Beauty thought about the Beast, she smiled. Beauty realized at that very moment that she loved the Beast. The middle sister saw the smile and became very angry. "She looks happy, but I'm so sad. I can't stand this. I wish she were dead."
"I have a plan," said the middle sister to the eldest. "Let's keep Beauty here longer than a week. Then the Beast will become very angry, He'll eat Beauty when she goes back to the castle.
The eldest sister agreed. She was always jealous because Beauty was more beautiful.
Let's be really nice to her. Then she won't want to leave, said the eldest.
For a few days, the elder sisters were very nice to Beauty. They brought her gifts. They worked around their father's house. They said nice things to her.
Poor Beauty, said the eldest. You work so hard. You should take a rest.
On the sixth day, Beauty went to town and hired a good servant. That evening, Beauty came back home with the woman.
I hired a good servant for you, Father. She'll take good care of you. I'll say goodbye to all of you now.
Then the elder sister started to cry.
Oh, you can't leave us, said the middle sister. We're just getting to really know you. I want to talk to you some more. Please, please, said the eldest. Stay for one more week.
Beauty couldn't stand to see them sad. All right, she said. I'll stay for just one more week.